Listener Production.
G'day and welcome to the Darling Downs Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. I'll just take a quick look at the weather first. Pretty clear across the region today. 7 heading for 21 in Toowoomba. 3 on its way to 24 for the South Burnett. And 4 degrees building to 26 in the Maranoa. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Friday, June 2. An update on the alleged murder of a man in Kogan. An urgent cry for blood donors in Toowoomba. And make it 2 for 2 on the week for the Queensland Maroons. Let's get into it. Firstly, police say the man who's had his charges upgraded to murder after a car crash in the Western Downs purposefully rammed a ute at least twice before it rolled. The 36-year-old has now faced murder charges in the Dalby Magistrates Court after a 22-year-old Garamba man passed away from his injuries he sustained in the crash earlier this week. A 20-year-old woman and a 2-year-old boy were also injured in the incident. Police say the two adults in the car and the man who's now been charged were known to each other. In other news, an unprecedented level of infrastructure is required if Toowoomba is to take part in the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. That's according to Mayor Paul Antonio, who's urging residents to have their say on Elevate 2032, the Brisbane Legacy Consultation Paper Survey. Mayor Antonio says residents can have their say on what infrastructure we need in the region to support the Games, which will last well into the future and support a growing population.
As the population expands in southeast Queensland by 2050 to over 5.5 million people, we'll need improved infrastructure, we'll need improved technology, and of course connectivity throughout southeast Queensland will be vital.
Around 2,000 blood donation appointments are being cancelled every week. That's according to Australian Red Cross Lifeblood spokesperson Sandy Thompson, who's urgently calling for blood donors this winter. She says 1,100 O and A-type blood donors need to roll up their sleeves to help with the shortage caused by the flu season and COVID-19 cases.
All of the blood that's collected here in Toowoomba is processed in Brisbane by our processing centre and then shipped out to hospitals on a needs basis.
The Mining and Energy Union is warning payroll issues at BHP could be replicated in other mining businesses. BHP may have to fork out around $400 million to repay some 30,000 workers who've been underpaid through incorrect leave deductions dating back to 2010. MEU Queensland President Steve Smyth believes others may have made the same mistake.
Everyone's treated the public holiday clauses the same. By that I mean they've treated them where it's just a given that everyone's required to work a public holiday, and because they're paid a certain amount of REM and it's built into the total salary, that it's just a given.
Meantime, the union is threatening industrial action at the Kogan Power Station in the Western Downs over a pay disparity for cleaners between it and the Callide Power Station. Both are operated by CS Energy, who we've approached for comment. Now to what's happening in sport, and the Maroons' female counterparts have followed in the men's footsteps, winning 18 points to 10 in Game 1 of the NRLW State of Origin Series. A crowd of 12,972 gathered to watch the series opener at CommBank Stadium, which is a new record for a women's Origin match. Highlight for us here in Toowoomba was the local connection, a Shanae Shazulka intercept leading to an Emily Bass try in the 39th minute.